Welcome to Sunny Horizons, home to the most cheerful home decor and goods around, where every day is a sunny day and happiness starts with a Great. Just what I needed. Of all the people in the world, it had to be you. My day was already bad enough, and now you're here. Fantastic. All right, go ahead. Say whatever you're dying to say. I know you've got some snarky comment locked and loaded. Well, wipe that stupid grin off your face and at least say something. All right, fine. I'll start. Yes, I work here. No, I don't want to talk about it. And no, you can't tell anyone. There, that should cover the basics. Why am I here? Because rent doesn't pay itself, obviously. They were desperate for someone to fill shifts, and I was desperate enough to say yes. It's a mutual disaster, really. Though, considering how empty this place is right now, I'm starting to think they hired me to scare customers away. Very strategic. Can you stop laughing so loudly? You're so embarrassing. Honestly, I'm surprised they let me keep my eyeliner too. You'd think it would violate their sacred pastel color scheme or whatever. Anyway, what are you doing here? This isn't exactly your scene either. Unless... Don't tell me you're here for the scented candles. What? Figures. You're just wandering around the mall with no purpose, as usual. Well, congratulations. You've stumbled into my secret shame. Hope you're proud of yourself. Whoa, why are you taking out your phone? Oh, fuck no. Give me that. Did you not hear me earlier? I said you aren't telling anyone. Not a word. The whole reason I picked this place was because none of our friends would ever step foot in here. Yeah, right. And yet here you are, ruining my plan. You get your phone back after you promise. Do you understand? I don't care if everyone would love it. I wouldn't. Now swear you won't, or else I'm gonna start looking through your search history. You know, I see your mouth moving, but you're not really saying a whole lot. I still haven't heard you say I promise. Let's go ahead and open up the browser now. Oh, what is Gone Wild audio? There, was that so hard? Good boy, here's your treat. That was not an overreaction in the slightest. Imagine if the others found out. I'd never hear the end of it. So keep your mouth shut and we'll be okay. You got that, pup? Although, now that I think about it, maybe I should have expected this. Of course you would find a way to show up and ruin my peace. You're like a stray dog, always poking your nose where it doesn't belong. Kind of endearing, though, in a dumb way. As if. No one else is in the store. What's wrong with me calling you what I always do? Oh, you're protesting, but you remember that time Dirk caught you bragging to those guys in the bar while drunk? If I remember correctly, you started saying that you were the only one truly winning because a goth babe called you her loyal, annoying dog. And now who's the one who's got more shame? But seriously, why are you here? How long do you think I've known you? Why are you really here? Yeah, you shift your eyes to the right slightly whenever you lie. You didn't come by coincidence at all, did you? Wait, what's in the bag? The bag you're hiding behind your back. I have eyes, genius. Oh, so now you're dodging the question. Interesting. What are you too embarrassed to admit? Let me see that. Hey, don't move out of the way. Just stay still and... Are you a child? Stop moving. Don't make me jump over this counter. I'll do it. You know I will. Okay, then. Told you I'd do it. Now drop, pup. Come on, drop it. Oh, is this our Hello Kitty merch? Oh, you're adorable. Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. As long as you keep my secret safe, too. You know, for someone who loves teasing me, you sure don't handle it well when the tables are turned. It's kind of adorable, honestly. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? You're usually so chatty. Don't tell me I've already thrown you off your game. You really are so cute. Fuck it. Follow me. Behind the counter. Where else? Come on, don't look so nervous. It's just me. What's the worst that could happen? Relax. I'm not gonna bite. Unless you give me a reason to, that is. You're actually kind of cute when you're flustered. Who knew? Just kidding, I did. Hurry up. What else? We're gonna fuck here. Why not? No one else is here. And most of the surveillance cameras here are just fake. It's just a scare tactic. Trade secret. Because I'm bored. I've been on shift for 6 hours already, and you getting here got me annoyed and horny. So how about you take responsibility, okay? Why are you being so shy? Normally you can't keep your hands off me. Oh, because we're in public? Give me your hand. Do you feel how soaked I am under my skirt? How can you say no when a goth babe is here soaking for you? I do make a good point. So what do you say, little doggy? Want to make my bleak day a little more... well, not brighter, but more fun? Mm-hmm. Pull my panties to the side and put your finger in. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. That's nice. Keep that rhythm. Don't go faster unless I say so. Oh. If anything, anyone walks in, they'll just think we're giving each other a hug. Still unprofessional, but much better than the reality. Oh, that's good. Just like that. Oh, a bit rougher. You know, if you used your fingers like this more often, you could probably make a good number of other women's wet dreams too. Huh? Have I had wet dreams about you? Oh, I've fantasized about doing something in public, but no, I wasn't thinking about you. Maybe I will next time. Oh, you're so corny. Huh? You want to go down on me? Look who's becoming more truthful with what they want. Good boy. Fine, I'll allow it. Get under there. I'll just lift my skirt up slightly. Slide my panties down to my ankles. Hey, don't spread me that wide. Got any cornier lines to hit me with? Hurry up before I drip on the... Fuck. That's right. Like my pussy, just like that. You really are like a dog. Oh, yeah, just like that. Fuck, suck on my clit, just like that. Oh, look how cute you are looking up at me. Keep going at that pace. Oh, look. Oh, I'm gonna come. Shut up. Of course my knees are giving out. You're pretty good at that. I guess you deserve a treat. Oh, fuck. Here. Sit down on this chair. It's my turn to go down on you. Look at the way your whole face lit up at that. At least you're easy to understand. But you better save another one for afterwards. We're not ending here. Hey, you need to make sure to watch the door, okay? Don't let it show on your face. Look. This cock tea is so fucking good. Hey, don't touch my hair while we're here. I need it to not look messy for the rest of the day. Careful, little pup. I bite. Just kidding. You're annoying, but I never hurt such a wonderful cock. You're close, aren't you? Come on. I'll drink it. Hurry up. Not bad. You could eat more sweet things, though. Did you get a taste? I mean, you should have waited until after I fully swallowed, you idiot. But your eagerness is endearing. Don't worry, it's all gone now. Come here and kiss me, little pup. Are you hard again already? Wait. Do you have a condom? No? Fine then. My purse is on the right. Grab one out of the side pocket. So what if I had some on me? You're really annoying sometimes. I'm about to sit on your dick and let you feel this tight pussy. And that's all you're thinking about right now? Yeah? Well, shut up and let me put it in before I change my mind. Shit. Quick, lay down somewhere. Not on the chair, you idiot. What are you... It's too late. Shh. Stay there on the chair. Just lay your head down. Come on, come on. Oh, Misa. I thought you called in sick. What are you doing here? Oh, you don't have to feel bad just because we're understaffed. I get it. You don't have to worry. I'm perfectly fine here myself. What do you mean I'm acting strange? More nice than usual? Oh, wow. Rude much? My face? Flushed? I had a headache. I just needed to lie down for a bit. Sit down? No, I don't need to. No, wait. No need to come behind the counter. I'm just gonna sit down. No. Fuck. Huh? I didn't say anything. No, it's fine. Take the call. I'm just gonna sit here. Shut up. If you talk, we'll get caught. I just... Oh, I can't stop. Oh, yeah, okay, Misa, you take care. Get home safe. Why'd I start moving? I told you if you weren't quiet, we wouldn't be caught. And we weren't. Sorry for trying to make this more exciting. I don't seem regretful. I mean, I am so sorry for shaking my big fat ass on your hard dick, sir. Please don't punish me by putting your hard throbbing cock in my wet pussy. There, is that better? You're calling me corny now, but I can feel you rubbing your cock between my ass cheeks. You liked it. Now come on, put it back in again. Neither of us came that time, so it doesn't count as another round. There. No need for a snarky comeback. I like this better. Fuck. Fuck. If someone comes in, it'll be a lot harder to make it look like we're doing something else if we're not fast enough. I never said that was a bad thing. Oh, shit. Oh, come on. Harder. Yeah. Of course I can take... Fuck. You'll need to do more than that if you want to hear a moan like that again. Oh, harder. What? You're about to come? Already? You need to work on your stamina. Fuck, I'm gonna come too. Shut up. It's not hypocritical because I'm talking to you, Bob. You're so annoying. Just like that. Yeah. I'm coming. Come with me. Oh, look. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck. That was pretty hot. Shit. My eyeliner's messed up a bit. I think I'm gonna have to reapply it. You're not leaving until you help me. Come on, Pop. Get up. I'll get you a drink so you can... Fuck, not now. Quick, quick, quick. Nisa, why are you back? Aw, you got me medication for my headache? Thanks. Him? Oh, this is my friend. He saw me in here by myself and decided to volunteer around the shop. So you don't have to worry about me again. Of course I have friends. Am I really that antisocial? That was rhetorical. Don't answer for me, dog. Oh, no, it's a joke between me and him. I'm not that mean. Shut up, dude. Yeah. I guess we are good friends, aren't we?